Hey, it's Thursday. That means it's time for Thesis Thursday. Thesis Thursday is a program where we invite our friends from the University of Arizona to come on down to the radio station. We sit for a little while and we talk about what they're working on in school. I ask them about their plans for the future, and we even talk a little bit about music. Joining me in the studio today is Sneha Srinivasan. Hi, Sneha.
Hi.
How's it going?
It's going great.
So you're working in the lab at the U of A.
I am. I am working in Dr. Andrew Paik's lab. I work on cancer biology. And basically what we're studying is the different ways that cancer cells can be resistant to chemotherapy or radiation. We want to understand how that happens, so maybe in the future that we can contribute to drug design or look for ways that we can minimize that resistance so cancer doesn't come back.
What are some of the ways that they resist the treatment? Do they have little force fields? Do they have special proteins?
They might evade treatment by repairing DNA damage really quickly. They might express different proteins at different time points, at different levels, and that might contribute to whether or not a cell stays alive or whether it dies. And so that's what we're trying to study.
What are the main characters that you're working with?
What we're looking at is a protein called the FOXOs, and they're involved in a lot of different cell fates. So they contribute to cell death, or they help a cell survive, or they help a cell apoptose, which is a fun way of saying
apoptose.
Which is a fun way of saying they just kind of like blow up a little bit. Just kind of, I don't know how to say that in a word.
They pop,
yeah.
When a cell does apoptose, does that mean it's done, like game over?
Yeah, it's dead. It doesn't live anymore.
It goes out with a bang.
Yeah. It just makes a final exit. The FOXOs are involved in deciding what happens when. So we want to know how the FOXOs behave in cancer cells, and maybe their behavior can give us insight into how they determine which cell lives and which cell dies. And we want to target those living cells as the ones that are resistant to therapy or radiation or any treatment that we might be giving them.
And figure out what they're doing.
Yeah.
One cell at a time.
I think I put that in my Uber personal statement.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
I mean, is that a thing when you go into Uber?
Yeah, I had to write a personal statement to get into the program. And I think I ended my personal statement by saying something along the lines of working to stop cancer one cell at a time. Something like that.
Yes.
I felt really excited about that last line.
On behalf of all humanity, I want to thank you for the work you're doing.
Thank you.
What do you think you'll do after you graduate?
Because I like research so much, I started off coming into college just saying, I'm going to go to med school. I don't care about research. But because I like it so much, I decided, hopefully, that I'll end up getting an MD PhD so I can treat patients but also work on the solutions and the cures as I'm treating them.
MD PhD, that's a lot of school. But then you become like a super doctor.
Yeah. It's like, I think, 7-8 years of school.
You can never stop learning.
Yeah. There's like so much to learn. And I want to be a part of that. I want to do as much as I can with that. Because even getting to know a sliver of cancer biology would be awesome.
These slivers add up.
Which is fun. Which is great.
Sneha, do you ever listen to music?
When I'm in the car.
Yes.
When I'm driving, that's my prime music time. It's a big sing-along party with just me and the radio.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. And that's
no one's watching. You're alone in your car. It's safe. What's a song you sang along to recently?
The most recent thing I sang along to was something off of the Hamilton soundtrack. It just makes me feel really cool. It's this awesome rap musical, and the characters are so diverse and so interesting, and the lyrics are so clever. I'm a really big fan.
I love it.
It's really fun.
Sneha, thank you so much for coming to KXCI.
Thank you for having me. It was really fun to be here.
Thesis Thursdays is produced right here at KXCI Tucson, with generous support from our listeners. For more information about this and other programs, visit kxci.org.